بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Thank you so much for joining. I want to share something with you, and it's a way of how, inshallah, you can end your Ramadan without feeling immense regret. So many of us feel like we haven't done enough this Ramadan. We are struggling with the fact that we made all these Ramadan goals, and yet, despite the fact that we made all these Ramadan goals, we feel like we failed. But a lot of times that isn't necessarily because you are not doing an incredible job in your attempts to make Ramadan meaningful. It's because you have so much else going on. You might be struggling with depression, or you're taking care of your family, you're working. You don't have the amount of time to be able to focus the way that you want to in your actual worship. If you could spend all year in Mecca or Medina making i'tikaf in Ramadan and worshiping there, then you would absolutely be doing that. But you can't, and that's not the reality of your situation. And so instead, what can you do at the very, very end of Ramadan that can, inshallah, impact not just you and your personal goals that you feel like you didn't achieve, but inshallah, an entire lifetime of someone else? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he had been making i'tikaf when a man entered the masjid. And when he entered the masjid, subhanAllah, he was so overwhelmed in sadness. And Ibn Abbas asked this man what was going on. And when he found out that he had to pay a debt and he wasn't able to pay, and he wanted to talk it out with the person, Ibn Abbas offered to help. And the man was like, "Aren't you in i'tikaf?" And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he taught us that going to help your brother and or sister outside of going outside of i'tikaf to help your brother or sister who is in need, subhanAllah, that doing that action is more beloved to Allah and more rewarded than simply continuing your i'tikaf. Being in the masjid in seclusion and worship, your Ramadan in seclusion and in worship, is a huge blessing. But it's also a privilege. People who have the opportunity and the blessing to do that are so blessed to do that, and they're in the space where they're able to. But subhanAllah, there are so many people who can't do it because they're taking care of their infants, or they're taking care of their parents, or they're taking care of work when they're trying to work and they're working for other people. There was a man who walked by the companions, and the companions said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wouldn't it be better if that man went out for the sake of Allah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught that this man, when he is working to take care of his young children, that is working for the sake of Allah. When he is taking care of his, working to take care of his elderly parents, working so he's not out begging, all of those reasons, all of those forms of work is taking care of other people and himself for the sake of Allah. So what you are doing already is for the sake of Allah, and all of that, inshallah, Ramadan is special not because you did something extra special. It's special because it's special. You being in Ramadan itself is special. And inshallah, whatever deed you did this month, whether you didn't have time to read all of the Quran, you wanted to because you were making iftar for other people, inshallah, you're going to get the ajr of their fasting. Maybe you were struggling so deeply with your depression this month, but maybe because the fact that you were struggling with it and you were still trying, that is so rewarded by Allah. And it is so beloved to Him. And it is something that He loves so, so much, subhanAllah. So whenever you think you haven't done enough, remember, Allah is al-Shakur, and He's al-Kareem. He's the one who is appreciative of what you do, and He's the most generous. So that no matter what you do, He is grateful.